Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I am Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Friday, September 24th, 2021. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. First, we'll give you the practice report so you know the most up-to-date information on everybody's health. The following players did not practice on Thursday: Eric Armstead, Kevin Givens, Jamichael Hasty, and Elijah Mitchell. Now, limited in practice, Javon Kinlaw, Emmanuel Mosley, and Trey Sermon. Josh Norman was full go. It's looking like, fingers crossed, Trey Sermon might be able to go on Sunday night against the Packers. That would obviously be huge, as it would probably be the first time he gets any significant run in an NFL game. I wanted to do something a little different for you on today's show. Mike McDaniel and D'Amico Ryans spoke yesterday, but to be honest with you, they didn't really say anything too fascinating, so I thought it might be cool for you to hear what the Packers are saying about the 49ers. Their head coach is Matt LaFleur. He was asked about, as you might expect, some of the 49ers' defensive players. First, here's LaFleur on Nick Bosa.
He can wreck a game. He's an elite rusher. You can really feel his ability to get off the football, but I think he's really violent, obviously, in the pass game and disruptive, but also in the run game.
He absolutely can wreck a game plan. And now here's LaFleur on Fred Warner.
He's a stud, man. He just makes play after play after play, and he's just so physical. He's so fast. He's so smart. He can diagnose things, like, so quickly. And he's the leader of that defense, and I think he is, again, if he's not the top, he's right there with the top. I personally think he's, I don't know many better than him.
I don't know about you, but it sounds to me like Matt LaFleur knows he is in for a long, long game on Sunday night. Apart from these two teams, I thought one other interesting thing I came across yesterday was Richard Sherman, who I know a lot of 49er fans are hoping ends up back with the team this year. He spoke publicly for the first time since his incident in July. Here he is with Doug Farrar of USA Today after Farrar asked him why whatever team that signs him shouldn't be worried about his future.
I got a decade worth of resume that you know should stand more firmly than a momentary lapse in judgment. I got a decade worth of character and tape, you know, to be judged off of. You know, if you're judging me off of a momentary lapse, then, you know, I think it's going to be, you know, then I'm probably not the player for you either way.
Richard's right. He does have a long history of being a very good citizen in the league, but he also shouldn't try and gloss over what happened as just a, quote, momentary lapse. Like, that lapse resulted in 5 misdemeanor charges, including a DUI, and trespassing with a domestic violence element. So it's not nothing. Sherman also said he does not expect his legal case to be resolved until after the season, that he has not heard anything from the NFL about potential league discipline, which is common considering they usually wait for the legal process to play out. And he also added that he is now in as good a physical condition as he's been in since before he tore his Achilles during the 2017 season. And let me just say, it is amazing how often guys get in the best shape of their life when they are looking for a free agent deal. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Friday, if you go to our Twitter handle, @NNPodcasts, you will find a thread from Mike Silver of NFL Network from yesterday. Apparently, when the 49ers called the Packers about Aaron Rodgers back in April, right before the draft, that made things pretty rocky between Shanahan and the LaFleur family. Now, I know that they kind of downplayed that this week, but go read the thread to find out about an awkward conversation that happened between Shanahan and a bunch of former 49ers coaches. One thing to watch, it's not one thing, it's actually many things, and that is the Twitter handle @49ers_film. It just started this month. It's got about 600 plus followers. I started watching it as I was doing my dishes yesterday, and I actually stopped doing the dishes to watch all the film breakdowns. There is a ton of stuff from the Eagles game, and I'm sure there'll be more as the season goes along. It is definitely worth your time. One thing you might have missed, remember that big play to Deebo Samuel right before halftime in the Eagles game? Well, turns out it shouldn't have gone down like that at all. But I'll let Debo himself tell you the story from 95.7 The Game.
Not too many people know this, but I actually lined up wrong. I was supposed to be on the right side, and I ended up on the left, and we didn't have enough time on the clock for me to get back on the other side of the field, so we just went with the flow, and it just happened. It's the same kind of route, but the outside receiver, if you go back and look at the play, was kind of communicating before the ball snapped. And Trent, being a pro that he is, he knew our lines up wrong, so he had to change his route, and he knew what the concept was, so we just made it happen.
That is a crazy amount of adjustment that had to take place on the fly. Sherfield had to recognize what's up. Debo and he had to communicate about what changes to make to the play. Meanwhile, Jimmy Garoppolo is trying to manage the two-minute drill, and he has to look over and see, oh, crap, Debo's on the wrong side. Well, I'm going to snap this ball, and we'll see where it goes. And then Jimmy makes, in my opinion, his second-best throw ever as a 49er, puts it right on the money, and Debo goes for 40 yards and changed the entire course of the game. Just a wild sequence there, and it just goes to show no matter how much game planning and strategizing and practice, all the stuff that goes into it, sometimes the crazy plays, the crazy decisions, the crazy bounces have to go your way, and it was nice to see one go the 49ers' way after a horrible 2020 season. That is a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Niners Nation Podcast Network. Keep your eyes peeled for the Gold Diggers podcast with myself and Michelle Majuk of NFL Network. We will preview the Packers game from a fantasy and gambling perspective, give you our favorite prop bets, our favorite starts, our favorite sits, and anything else you want to know about 49ers Packers. Also, we're going to have a special Saturday preview podcast. Kyle Posey sat down with Justice Mosqueda from Acme Packing Company. They broke down this matchup as well, so that'll be up for you on Saturday, so you can get all the 49ers Packers you can handle. And as always, remember, after the game, we will be live on the Niners Nation YouTube page, Facebook page, Twitter handle, interacting with you, answering your questions, reacting to everything that happens on Sunday night. Make sure you join us for that as well. If you can't for whatever reason, don't worry. It'll be waiting for you in podcast form when you wake up on Monday morning. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Enjoy the game, everybody. We'll talk on Sunday.